For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me is the junior center, Emily Berglund, out of Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And Bergie, that goal against Duluth, long time coming. Do you feel a bit snake bit coming into this season, knowing that you were last year's leading scorer for this team and it took you this long to get this first goal?
I wouldn't say that. It just kind of was frustrating that no one really we weren't just generating a lot of goals like altogether, but it's definitely the first one's the hardest. So just like getting the first one, but now it's done with. So now hopefully we'll start like putting the puck in the net. And I mean, we're getting a lot of shots and chances. We just got to get there for the rebounds, take our eyes away and stuff like that.
You guys outshot Duluth 45-22. I don't remember the last time you guys outshot or outplayed Duluth that bad. What was the difference coming into today's game?
Well, there's definitely a lot of points on the line. I mean, each of our teams had zero, so it's obviously a lot of points on the line this weekend. So I think that we just really realized that, and we want to start getting them early so we're not crunched at the last minute.
You had 6 shots on net Friday against the Bulldogs. Haley Mack had 7. Mack Lange had 5. How do you get that many shots against a team like the Bulldogs?
Yeah, just trying to be good around the net, and a lot of those are second and third shots, I guess. So just like, yeah, shooting whenever we have a chance.
All right, Haley Mack scores a power play goal. You guys are down by 1. At that point, it was like you were throwing stuff at the net, everything you could. How frustrating is it knowing that you were that close to tying up the game and maybe taking it to overtime?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating, but then again, there is stuff we can do, make sure to get to the net, crash it, get in the second and third chances. So, I mean, there is still things we can do as a team, but that'll happen, I guess.
You were switched around lines. I know Coach doesn't like me talking about lines because things happen during games where things change. But you were playing between Riley Fawcett and Summer Thibodeau, 2 players that you're very familiar with from last year. How much more comfortable were you between those two?
Definitely. Me and Summer play together pretty much since I've been here a lot. But yeah, we all kind of just play simple hockey, try to like really get things going in the offensive zone. We're all very defensive too, which offense obviously starts in the D zone, so that's big for us. But yeah, it was fun to play between them. They're both really hard workers and have been around the game a lot.
And of course, senior leadership is so important with this young team. But your freshmen have played very well this season. How impressed are you?
Oh, I'm very impressed. Yeah, I mean, you can't even tell, really. I mean, maybe they don't show it anyways. They're all fitting into their roles very well, and it's really fun to see.
One of the big questions coming into the season was goaltending. I know Lauren and Aaron and Kerrigan have all been battling for that spot. Does it make your job even more hard knowing that you guys have to really work harder on defense to help out those three?
No, it's actually kind of fun. Like, I love competition between the team. I mean, it obviously makes us a lot better, and they're all playing very well, so it's fun to see the competition between them. And I mean, I trust any three of them back there, so I don't think that necessarily makes it harder for us. It honestly is probably easier.
You are notorious for being very good at the face-off dot. How much are you able to practice those during the week?
Especially this year, I guess, we have started to like do more like skill work at the end of or pregame skate and like end of the week stuff. So that's obviously fun. And us centers are very competitive on the draw. So that obviously makes us a lot better. And yeah, they're fun.
And they're so important, aren't they?
Yeah, they're obviously a big part of the game. I mean, that's what starts the plays and stuff. So yeah, I'm really a fan of them.
What's it going to take to beat the Bulldogs in game 2 this weekend?
Definitely crash net, get our rebounds. And yeah, that's I think the biggest thing. And just cleaning up our D zone a bit.
Some fun questions for you. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Anything chocolate.
One thing from home that you wish you had here in Bemidji?
My dog.
What's your dog's name?
Buddy.
What kind of dog?
He's a puggle, half beagle, half poodle.
My gosh, cute. Yes. I was thinking he was going to be a pug. No, puggle, poodle.
Pug and poodle? Pug and beagle.
Pug and beagle.
Pug and beagle.
There you go. A puggle. Cute. Okay, favorite movie?
I love the Harry Potter series.
How did I know you were going from puggle to muggle?
That was a good one.
Okay, last question. I gave Haley Mack this question. It was pretty good. If you could switch lives with any celebrity for a day, who would it be and why?
I love Khloe Kardashian. That's who I'd pick. Why I'd pick her? Well, she lives a dream. Yeah, I don't know why I'd pick her. She's I guess more like her personality I really like. She's funny. She's really into like health and fitness now, and yeah, that's my pick.
And she's got a lot of money.
She's got a lot of money.
Bergie, it's always fun visiting with you. I always learn so much from you girls. Good luck, and go beat the Bulldogs.
Thank you, Kelly.